early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay a while.
Here, Alan, this is for you.
Andy, you don't have to give me a tip for a cup of coffee.
Oh, that's not a tip, Honey Bunch. That's for the telephone. Call me when you reach 50.
Mel, got my chili dog with everything on it?
Coming up.
Hi, Bureau. Hi, Flo. Hi, Taggart. Drop in for your daily donut.
That and ask Mom if I can have a puppy.
Lots of love.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetheart. So, how was school?
Very confining. Mom? Would it be okay with you if I have a dog?
No, it'll spoil your dinner.
I'm talking about a Great Dane.
No, that'll spoil my dinner. Hey, Tommy, we had this discussion about this dog bit last month, didn't we? Remember what I said then?
Yeah, but I thought maybe you matured since then.
Alice, take the dog.
I don't wanna. Oh, wow, this looks nice, Mel.
Alice, you really should let him have the dog. Dog is man's best friend.
Wrong, honey. I'm man's best friend.
Here you go, Harry. Enjoy it. It's nice, huh?
Come on, Mom. What do you say?
What I always say when I'm offered a Great Dane. No. Nine. Nix.
Never thought I'd see the day when you'd be cruel to a small, small boy.
Hey, you know what's cruel? Keeping a small, small puppy dog locked up in an apartment all alone.
Well, if I can't have a dog, can I at least have Stretch Parker over for the weekend?
Oh, honey. Come on, some other time, huh? This is the first weekend in a long time Mel's given me Saturday and Sunday off. I want to do girl things, you know, give myself a facial, wash my hair.
But Stretch is a senior and the star of our basketball team and the greatest free thrower in the league.
If I was playing UCLA, I'd take him. But I'm just a girl who wants to get her hair washed.
But he was coming over to teach me to shoot baskets.
How'd you get so buddy-buddy with a senior anyway?
We made a deal. He teaches me to shoot baskets, I teach him guitar.
Isn't that nice? Some other time, huh, sweetheart?
Oh, gosh, I can't have a dog and I can't have a house guest. What's the purpose of me living?
Take out the trash on Wednesdays? Oh, sweetheart. Oh, okay, okay. You can tell Stretch he can come over. At least he's housebroken.
That was a terrific dinner. You sure make great spaghetti and meatballs, Mrs. Hyatt.
Oh, thanks. It's an old family recipe.
Are you Italian?
No, I saw them make it in The Godfather.
You're putting me on.
That's right. I was a putter you on.
Well, nobody cooks like this at our house.
What about your mother?
Oh, Mom died when I was 12.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
And Dad's on the road most of the time.
Oh, what, he's a salesman?
No, he jogs a lot. Just wanted to show you I have a sense of humor, too, Mrs. Hyatt.
His dad really is on the road a lot. He's the executive sales manager for the Apex company.
Yeah, the only meals I get that aren't frozen are when Dad brings home a chick who cooks because she's trying to nail him.
How would you like another piece of a homemade frozen pie?
I was going to ask, but I didn't want you to think I'm gross, Mrs. Hyatt. Thanks, Mrs. Hyatt.
Listen, Mrs. Hyatt is very formal. Why don't you just call me Alice?
Alice? Hey, that's a real pretty name.
Oh, thanks.
I haven't had an Alice in my life since Alice in Wonderland. Mom used to read it to me when I was a kid. She had a real pretty voice. Kind of like yours, Alice. Her hair was a lot like yours, too.
My hair is a mess.
Yeah, that's how Mom's was. Oh, no, don't take it as an insult, Mrs. Alice. I like a girl who looks as if she didn't just step out of a beauty parlor.
You came to the right place.
Yeah.
Bring Stretch home to talk about how sloppy you look.
I'd like to change the subject myself.
Tell her about the time where you dribbled through the whole Westwood High basketball team and tricked the guard into fouling so you could get a free throw, which you made and won the game with.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, nothing much left except that we won the league championship and sat around the locker room afterwards pouring Gatorade on each other's heads.
You jocks really know how to live, don't you?
Hey, Stretch, wanted me to teach you how to play the guitar.
Now?
Why not?
Go ahead. Go ahead, you two. I'm going to wash the dishes.
Well, thank you for dinner, Mrs. Hyatt.
Alice. You're welcome.
Come on. This is one of Mom's favorites. As time goes by.
All right.
Remember this.
A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. Fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Hey, Alice, your voice is as great as your meatballs.
I beg you. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely.
Time goes by. Oh,
come on. Thank you. Morning, Alice.
Good morning, Stretch. Listen, if you're looking for Tommy, he's left for school already.
I know. I passed him on my way over here. Can I come in?
Sure, now that you're in, why not? Listen, I'm on my way to work, and I'm in a rush. I'm making some breakfast.
Oh, that'll be fine.
No, I don't have time to make you breakfast.
Oh, I didn't come over for that. I already ate.
Then what did you come over for?
Just wanted to sit and maybe watch you eat. I just love the way you chew.
Nothing special. I just smooth my teeth up and down.
It's hard to eat and read at the same time. Would you like me to read it to you? Mm-hmm. There's a great article in the sports section. Bill Walton of the Portland Trailblazers is out again with a bad knee.
Okay.
He'll probably have to wear a brace.
Stretch, we have to talk.
I thought we were.
Listen, last night, you followed me home from work and nearly scared me to death, and I asked you not to do it again, didn't I?
That's why I came over this morning. I didn't think I'd scare you at breakfast.
Listen, I'm very flattered by all this attention, but you should be with kids your own age, not hanging around me. I hope I'm making myself clear.
Okay. I won't follow you anymore.
Okay, good.
But I'd like to ask you one question.
Shoot.
Can I walk you to work?
Stretch, I asked you not to call me here anymore, didn't I? Okay, now please. Okay, goodbye.
Is that your baby boyfriend again?
He won't let me alone.
Well, that's life. They're either too young and they won't let you alone, or they're too old and they have to let you alone.
Come on. I don't know what to do. The kids drive me eight.
Don't answer it. Maybe he'll think nobody's here.
In Mel's diner, in the middle of the day with Mel cooking?
I can't think of a better time for no one to be here.
Anybody can answer that phone?
Shh. We don't want the caller to know that anybody's here.
No, you're not.
I can't stand it when nobody answers the phone. It drives me crazy.
All right, I will answer the phone.
No, please.
What is going on?
This friend of Tommy's has a crush on me. He keeps pestering me.
Well, tell him to pester you at home.
He does that, too. He put up a basketball hoop outside my window. I used to hear birds, now I hear slam dunks.
Does that mean I'm supposed to stand around here all day listening to that phone ring?
It certainly does not. It's okay. I work for the phone company. You do for a new one anyway.
Hey! Stow it! Give me the ball!
You got it!
How'd you get here so fast?
I was calling from across the street.
You've got to stop hanging around me, Stretch.
I came in to eat.
Okay. What'll it be?
A piece of chocolate cake, a Coke, a bag of potato chips, a donut, and a pickle.
Poor thing, he's pregnant.
Stretch, why don't you ever go home?
I feel like this is my home. There's such nice people here. I brought you a present.
Oh, no, 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 no presents. No, no, whatever it is, you take it right back.
No, no, I really want you to have it.
No. Is this a ring? Basketball.
It's not just an ordinary basketball. That's the one I made the free throw with that won us the league championship.
Stretch, I can't take this. You should have this. But when you get older and you look back on your days of wine and Gatorade.
There'll be other league championships. This one I've inscribed to you. Read it.
This is to remind you I'm at your beck and call. It's also to remind you we could have a ball. I can't accept this.
Why not?
Because it's too, intimate.
I picked up his order for you, Alice.
Good. You can give him his check, too. I'm changing stations with you.
Oh, thanks. Hello.
Hi. Listen, let me lay this on you straight. I don't want you phoning me here anymore. I don't want you following me home from work. I don't want any more of your drop-in breakfast. And I don't want your beck and call ball. Now, is that perfectly clear?
Okay, I'll buy all that if you let me ask you one question.
What?
Will you go to the senior prom with me?
Alice.
Yeah?
Stretch's father's out there and he wants to talk to you.
Mr. Parker?
Hi, honey. Take your pick. You can have a booth or a table.
You Alice Hyatt, the cradle robber?
No, I'm Florence Jean Castleberry, 5-time VFW Jitterbug champ. Grouchy up there's looking for you.
Thanks. Mr. Parker?
Yep.
I'm Alice Hyatt.
Hey, you're a lot older than I thought. Don't take it personally.
Okay.
You have to excuse me, Ms. Hyatt. I'm very upset about Stretch.
Well, that makes two of us. Would you like to sit down?
Yeah, you got a minute?
Yeah.
Thanks. See, like I said, I'm upset about Stretch because ever since you turned him down for the senior prom, you know, he's been moping around the house. He doesn't do his homework. He sits around all day writing your love poems.
I know. He dribbled one over here yesterday.
You gotta do something about it.
Well, what are you saying? You want me to go to the senior prom with him?
No, of course not. I don't want him going to a senior prom with some old lady. Don't take it personally.
I'll try not to.
Look, this has gone way beyond a senior prom. You want to believe this? He's in love with you.
No.
No, not puppy love. He wants to marry you.
Marry me?
Yeah.
When did he say that?
Last night, right after I told him to clean up his room.
Marry me? Why would he want to marry me?
Beats me. Maybe because he's been without a mother for so many years, he's willing to marry an old woman just to get one.
You call me an old woman once more, and he's going to have a father to miss, too.
I'm sorry. It's like I said, I'm just upset about Stretch. Look, he has flunked his chemistry and his history tests last night of the game. He missed 7 out of 8 free throws. You know, he is in danger of losing his basketball scholarship to Notre Dame.
Mr. Parker, I feel for him. I really do, but I don't know what to do.
Well, you better think of something, Miss Hyde, because if you don't, you're going to be responsible for the death of a young boy.
His death?
Yes, because if he doesn't shape up, I'm going to kill him.
Oh. I phoned Mr. Parker for you. He's sending Stretch right over.
Listen, I don't know if I can go through with this.
Alice, you've tried everything. You can't cool the kid off.
I know, but it's so awful. Pretending I want to marry him, I don't know.
I think it's cruel of you to all gang up on a young kid.
Hey, why don't you put up the phone? If I want more guilt, I can call out my mother.
Hey, Mom, what's this I read about Stretch being in love with you?
You read it?
Yeah, and Jim. He wrote it on the tail of his T-shirt.
Frank, what do you know? I made the big time.
He said he wanted to marry you. I said, you're out of your gourd.
You pegged him.
I said, my mother's old enough to marry your father. And he said, my dad wouldn't have her. He only digs young chicks.
I could have lived without that instant replay.
You're not really going to marry him, are you, Mom?
No, I'm not. I prefer a husband who doesn't write me mash notes on a basketball.
And I prefer a father who I wouldn't have to help with his homework.
And speaking of homework, you have a home?
Where there's work.
Here comes Stretch. You mean, here comes the groom.
Don't say that, and don't sing it either.
All right, now remember, everybody, what we're going to say.
What?
Alice. Oh, I can't do this. It's too mean.
It's either that or have somebody listen to you eat breakfast every morning.
Okay, I'll do it.
Hello, Alice. Dad said you wanted to see me.
Oh, I do. And, I couldn't wait until you got here.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't want to spend another moment away from you. I haven't got many more moments left. The days grow short when you reach September.
Are you trying to say you'll go to the senior prom with me?
Oh, senior prom? Sure, that's for kids. This I'm talking about is marriage.
Marriage?
Yeah, I heard what you wrote on the Talia T-shirt.
I didn't write anything about marriage. Stretch loves Alice. Love doesn't mean marriage.
It does when you reach September.
Yes, this is not a casual affair between two people
who pass in the night.
On two ships.
So, well, let's talk about this marriage thing here.
Yeah. Now, how much do you make a week?
Nothing. Dad gives me $5 a week allowance.
Well, obviously, you'll have to get a job to make enough money to support Tommy and Alice.
Looks like you'll just have to leave school. And for what?
Leave school?
Yes, this would be a very good time. You're flunking everything.
Wouldn't it be better if I finished college and turned pro? I could make a bundle.
Yeah, but that would be 4 years from now.
4 years is a long time.
Especially if you're an old ship passing in the night.
So, I guess it's farewell, young lover.
Wherever you are.
Farewell.
Hold everything. I don't have to go to college. A semi-pro team wanted me right after I graduate. $900 a month for me and my wife.
Oh, goodness. Yippee!
I gotta put my dad. Yeah, but look.
What?
I gotta tell him you want to be married right away.
No! We have to talk this over.
There's nothing to talk over.
Yes, there is!
Hey!
That's a criminal offense.
You did it.
Yeah, but I work for the phone company. They already know I'm neurotic.
Send them back.
That's okay. I'll tell Dad in person.
No, now wait a minute. Just hold everything. Now wait. She can't marry anybody.
That's right. I can't marry anybody.
Why not?
Why not? Why not?
Because she's already married.
Right, because I'm already married.
You are.
I am.
Who to?
To a man.
Yes. To a man.
What man?
What man? Tell him what man.
Oh, what man?
Huh.
That man. Male is her husband.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
Why? Didn't I tell him?
Because she and Mel were married secretly.
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because it was a secret. Like, it was such a secret, I forgot.
How could you forget that you're married?
When you're married to Mel, it's easy to forget.
Are you putting me on?
No, Melzy. Isn't it wonderful? We don't have to pretend any longer. It's out.
How come I never seen you over at Alice's apartment?
We don't live together.
Right. That's why the marriage is such a success.
What are you bawling about?
Nobody invited me to the wedding.
All right, hold it. Just, we just,
Yes.
Cool it. Vera, there was no wedding. Stretch, I'm really sorry that I did this to you. It was wrong to put you on like this. I'm very sorry. I didn't know what else to do.
I kind of caught on. You didn't love me.
That's not true. I'm very fond of you. I care about you a lot. You're a sweet, darling young man.
I know you don't want to marry me because you think I'm too immature. Well, you're wrong. I'm just as mature as any one of you here.
Tough to be old.
It's tougher to be a neurotic phone man.
That's it!
Oh,